Welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. And joining me right now from Craven Cottage is Emilio Dinello and Max Cohen. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's 1-1 draw on Boxing Day to Wolves. This is a very interesting match, and this will just get us started on our coverage of this match. Let me bring the guys on to talk to them, get their views of this 1-1 draw. Fulham had the lead late in the match, and unfortunately, Wolves get the equalizer. Max, Emilio, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Very good. You know, disappointed. Disappointed to see this in a late equalizer. That's a well-earned point. And it could have been a lot more. But, you know, it's nice to see Max. Happy Christmas to all our listeners around the world as well. We're sat outside the Johnny Haynes statue right outside Craven Cottage. So, yeah, we're saluting our former hero here. He'll be proud of what he's won the pitch today.
Yeah, I know we're both in the Johnny Haynes stand today, and we saw a lot of action came on that side of the pitch.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get 3 points. Of course, that would have been the perfect, you know, present after Christmas. But the performance is very encouraging. I kind of build this as a must-win before the match, and of course, we didn't win. But I just feel we're off the bottom now, at least momentarily. It does feel as if the tide is turning, Ross. And there is some optimism. We could have easily won that match. Mitro shot at the end just because it fit and it centimeters over the line. But
so close, guys.
It's okay.
Wait to see the replay of this.
We needed a hurricane. Hurricane scale wind blowing in our direction. That would have maybe put it back on net. But from where I sat, it was quite clear it just wasn't going to roll into the back of the net. But
I know.
He had no right to win that ball. We had 3-1 there and almost created a last gasp winner. But I'll take a point.
I will too, guys. And Max, this goes back to you because I've talked to Mike Gregg about this, and he said we needed 6 points in these, say, 3 matches. We're talking about Newcastle United, Wolves, and then, of course, Huddersfield Town. But if you look at it and you got a point from Newcastle United, now you got a point here. Obviously, the Huddersfield Town match is a must win, but 5 points instead of 6, I'll take it if they can get that victory on Saturday.
Yeah, it's all about the win. And if we get that win on Saturday, we're looking at a very different story. I think we might even be third from bottom and maybe out of the relegation zone at that point. So it's all about the mental. It's all about how we play. But if we play like we did today against Huddersfield, we should win. And I think we should win pretty comfortably because Wolves, let's not forget, are a very good side. This side is beating Chelsea, drawn City. And we played them, I think, very even. Perhaps we played marginally better, but we played like this against a poor team against like Huddersfield. It should be the 3 points.
Right. Emilio, over to you. Just want to ask you, just for you, watching this match, it's a 1-1 draw. What was the turning point in this match?
To be honest, it's Ranieri saw that we were literally getting pushed back. We were playing so deep in that second half. Something had to change quickly. I was actually crying out for a change a lot sooner, but he made the substitution. You know, Schürrle, you know, other than a few nice touches, link-up play with Schürrle, with Mitrovic and Kamara in the first half, it was anonymous, especially second half. So when Seth came on, I thought that created a buzz in the ground. There's a bit of optimism. It sounded like we've got our young kid back, our hero, and there was optimism. Someone said, hold on, this is a player with pace, come back from injury, maybe this might just the type of player that we need. And that, I think, was a turning point because the crowd were lifted, the players were boosted, and, you know, we got, you know, through sheer determination and pressure, Mitrovic won that free kick. He didn't win many free kicks here on the day. The referee was quite you know, had a poor
very
game. But he won that free kick. Good delivery from Seri. Maybe it was his only good pass of the game and great cross. And Sessegnon was there to do what he does best. So that was a turning point. And Ranieri should get applauded for making the change at the right moment.
Bringing on Sessegnon.
And soon after. Yeah, that was the right moment. But unfortunately, we just lost concentration for a split second. You know, the Christian Odoi, lack of communication, and you know, but three men attacked that ball, and Wolves, you know, you could argue deserve equalised, and but one moment of madness, one moment of lack of concentration took the eye off the ball, and you know, they got an equaliser. But that's gut wrenching for me. But ultimately, so many more positives. We should reflect on the positives rather than the
absolutely. I totally agree with you, Max. Do you agree with Emilio that the turning point was the substitution bringing on Sessegnon?
Yeah, certainly. I think the first half, I was actually kind of impressed, by the way, that Mitro, Schürrle, and Kamara combined. Schürrle was obviously the weak point. That was what made them take them off. When Seth came on, Schürrle was certainly right. Then the buzz around the ground, just everyone fucking was awesome. And when that goal went in, though, I haven't seen the cause of that. wow, that's rocking. It's been quite some time, obviously, since the Doors go and play a final, and then the semifinal. Because there was such a relief. All this time we've been knocking on the door, we couldn't quite finish, and we just didn't put that in. I thought we were going to win. Then there's a feeling. As soon as we start to sit back and they crept forward, I don't know about you, Amelia, but I kind of felt, it's not going to quite go well.
I was scared for Christy. After he got that yellow, stupidly got that yellow card in the first half, he had no need to go and, go in a bit of argy-bargy with the Wolves midfield there. Should have kept out of it. He picked up the yellow card. And I think that could be a turning point as well, because in a funny way, Christy wasn't able to commit tackles in that second half. He had to pay somewhat back, just staying away, but rather than committing, because we couldn't afford to go down.
That's a good point.
So maybe another way of looking at it is if Christy didn't get that yellow card in the first half, he might have been more committed to attack that ball and cover. And maybe that's a turning point.
That's very interesting. I also want to mention to both of you guys, in my opinion, Callum Chambers was lucky not to get two yellow cards.
Yeah, true.
I think he definitely has some strong challenges, but that's how he plays the game. He's kind of unhinged. I know. Match as well.
He has a little bit of an edge.
I thought he had a decent game, not one of his best, but
I thought the first foul of the two was more of a yellow card than the second one. The second one is a retaliation of the Wolves midfielder that got him the yellow card. Then obviously Christy got involved. He stupidly got a yellow card. And I think that second half, Christy made me nervous. He makes me nervous whenever he comes on the pitch anyway. But in the second half, he wasn't able to commit. He was standing off his attack. And to be honest, did reasonably well. That's all he could do. He's limited, but that's a bit second of lack of concentration between him and Odoi. And Wolves came and gave us a sucker punch. And so it just feels like a defeat. But let's talk about the good things that happened in the game throughout.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you guys some interesting stats from the first half, because I thought Fulham were the better team in the first half. For all the possession that Wolves had, you guys watched this. I'm going to tell you this. Fulham had 9 shots to 3 for Wolves and 3-1 on target. I think that it's kind of telling. Emilio, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just thought overall Wolves, Rico, what did Rico have to do in the whole game, really, to be honest? I don't think Rico was troubled that much. It was comfortable save. Even Fulham, we had a lot of shots on target, a lot off target, a lot of half chances. But first half, you saw Mitrovic very frustrated at times. He sort of maybe should have scored with the opportunity he created for himself. He had a free header earlier on that should have done better from a Schürrle free kick, Schürrle cross. So there were moments where you saw a Mitrovic who's lacking confidence in front of goal, not confidence in terms of winning the ball, holding up the play like the best. But where we need him to be clinical, he's lacking a bit of confidence in front of that, in that 6-yard box. Don't you think, Max?
Okay. Yeah, it's odd, because I think early in the season, even last season, the chance out of Newcastle in the last minute, chance out of the day, I think those are in the back of the net. And he's our top scorer. He's been involved in more than half of all of our goals, but it's just not quite as lethal as he has in the past. And it hurt him.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Guys, let's talk quickly about the second half. We've already talked a little bit about the impact that Sessegnon had and obviously score the goal. But let's talk about the goal from Wolves. And I just want to share this with you. The NBC sports team, the presenters afterwards, were very critical of Joe Bryan after the match. In fact, to the point where they said that he should be dropped because of the mistake he made. So they were talking about the fact that it was his responsibility for the far post and that he let the attacker beat him to the ball, basically. The attacker wanted it more. What are your thoughts about that? Max, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is for me, because I actually saw this goal really clearly in terms of the first part, where Kyle Allaire is in an offside position, and no one notices it. And I was almost like, watch number 7, watch Kyle Allaire. And Christy doesn't see him. Dora doesn't pick him up, and he gets through there. And when the ball goes in, I saw the replay a bit when I was just exiting the ground. Hey, Brian doesn't go offside. Your back is the goal and you're running towards trying to block it. He just wasn't in the right position from the off. And I think it might be a bit harsh to say he's dropped. I just didn't know he played too badly today. But who else are you going to put in there? In our formation, LeMarchand is not an attacking wing back to play in a 5-3-2 formation. So you can say you drop him all you want, but it'll be difficult to make a decision.
Right. What they were saying, guys, is just so you know, that these type of mistakes keep happening. And they were, again, I'm paraphrasing, saying that at some point they feel that Ranieri needs to make an example to stop these mistakes from happening, and someone should be dropped. And that's where they were going on Joe Brian. But let's move on quickly, because let's talk about the very end. We've already talked about it a little bit. You have the opportunity after the goal from Sykes. And honestly, guys, I'm sure you feel the same way. I was fearful that Wolves were going to score. And there was a shot by Costa that just goes wide 1 minute later. But then you have the opportunity from Nitro. You guys have already a little bit talked about it. Max, what was going through your mind when you're watching the ball just come so close to going in?
It was a killer. It almost felt like slow motion. So the ball was moving backwards. You see Mitrovic through it. And fair catch him. There's no way in the world he should be. He's no right to get in that position. It's just a hopeful move forward. He does brilliantly. He gets three defenders and he holds it up. Exactly. And it takes lucky deflection actually to get past the keeper. He's actually the defender. Nicks it, and that's why the ball is going so slowly. And we could see three Wolves defenders and Patricio was chasing after it. And we were just willing it over because we were far. It looked like it was close. And then it's clear, and we look at Mariner, and there's no whistle, and it's just devastating. A goal there would have absolutely lifted the top off the ground.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. Miller, you've already talked a little bit about it. It must have drove you crazy watching that.
Exactly, but because it was right in front of me, it was quite clear the ball didn't have enough pace in it to ever go over the line, to be honest. So I wasn't raising my hopes. It just needs a bit of luck. But I think that luck is starting to turn now. You know, I think Max sort of alluded to that earlier. I just see that we're more difficult to break down. It's definitely more organised from the back. The keeper's looking fairly comfortable. wasn't stretched today, nor was he stretched against Newcastle. So these are massive positives. You know, we just need to start addressing the quality in midfield and we need to be more clinical in front of goal. And that's my disappointment today. I thought we had enough chances today to win the game. Unlike against Newcastle, where we didn't really offer much offensive threat. Today there were some chances there, and on another day we'll be kicking ourselves. That will be seen as 2 points dropped. Not 1 point gain. I'm thinking it's a point gain because we're in a relegation dogfight and Wolves dominated possession by a country mile today. But
Emilio, what did you think of the approach from Ranieri setting the team up with three center backs again? Conservative to beat them on the counter, but again, I kept hearing Ranieri say that he was so fearful of them on the counter that I think that's the reason why he went with this, but it almost worked.
Yeah, absolutely. It almost works. And this is just a testament to how he won the Premier League. You know, kept a tight defence, used Jamie Vardy, as an outlet there with his pace and threat. And, you know, he tried to do something very similar when he brought Cesc on, to be honest. It just resembled a sort of an inferior version of how he won the Premier League with Leicester City a few seasons back. So credit to Ranieri for setting up the team well, getting some organisation in that defence. And I'm going to give a shout out to Mawson. So I thought Mawson has led that back line, you know, like a true professional. I see this as potentially growing in confidence. We're seeing that game after game.
Yep.
Less goals conceded. He's leading that back line. He's talking to his players. He's leading by example. And I've said to you before, he reminds you of how Lewis Dunk was a few seasons ago. And look where he's going to an English international now. So let's not get carried away, but I'm just seeing someone leading in that central defence.
Sure.
And he's given game, and now he's getting confidence with clean sheet on Saturday. Only one late goal conceded today. So the positives there, but equally Mitra had a great game. You know, he's worked hard, but again, he'll be kicking himself. Maybe he should have done better with some of his earlier chances. And so that's my worry. You know, yes, defence organised, but we're not offering an offensive threat.
Okay. Max, what do you take away from this?
Yeah, first of all, Mawson. Yeah, I totally agree with Emilio said. He's been excellent, and it's so refreshing to see, because when we signed him, we thought he'd be the player he is now. But he hasn't been that player all season because of injury and because he settles. I'm really glad to see him. He's back at his best. And then when we set up the five at the back, so much is dependent on us not conceding first, right? So I think we did that well today. But once it got pegged back to 1-1, it's very difficult for us to change the way we play and attack the game. It's just not how we're set up. So against the matches in the second half of the season, we're going to have to really keep that defense tight, because if we concede first, it's going to be awfully hard to get back in the match. Unless you get more attacking players or change the system.
And one thing we haven't mentioned today as well, I think that's also another shout-out, Kamara. He has his critics, but for first half in particular, no one could touch him. He was causing them problems. His final ball at times, maybe not as good as it could be, but needs to strengthen in those departments. But he stretched that defence. But in that, just to the fact that when he got substituted, he was disappointed. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, he plays a role, Emilio.
He turned around.
Yeah, he didn't. Wasn't happy when he got substituted.
This is one thing you saw from our side of the pitch. He turned towards John Hainstead and almost walked away from the touchline.
Yes.
Away from being substituted off because he was so despondent. And he walked up, took around 30 seconds. But by the end, everyone on the ground was almost standing applauding.
Yeah.
He deserved that.
And he did
his full effort. Every time he plays, he always gives you everything he has.
You know, he didn't applaud Ranieri either, so there was disappointment there. But what I saw there was the fact that you've been disappointed to be substituted because you want to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. That's a good sign. That's not
it is a good sign.
One. You know, we're playing badly, we're losing heavily, and I've been substituted. No, that substitution was more because he brought his socks off today. So all these critics, you know, I can see why there's critics against Campara, but first half he was immense. He was good.
But you know what, guys, and I'll just say this, and then we have to wrap this up on Kamara, and he is a polarizing player. We talked about this, Max. I know how you feel about him, but he has this skill set that it's obvious that Ranieri wants, and that's power and pace, and he offered it today. He scares that other team, scares the defense every time he's out there, and he might not be a goal scorer, but he offers something that they need out there that he wants. I'm talking about the manager. So anyways, great show, guys. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm feeling not terrible after this. It's a step in the right direction. All right, well, let's wrap this up. For my co-host, Max Cohen and Emilio Danello, both at Craven Cottage, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.